in the lunchtime edition, the Attorney General, acting Attorney General, calls for a reconstruction of the Barbados court system as the new Chief Justice promises to modernize the High Court. The Ministry of Education agrees to meet with teachers' unions over a terms leave for teachers as ordered by the courts. The BUT welcomes this development. A tailgating motorist crashes into the back of a QEH ambulance with a patient on board and siren on. Hospital officials alarmed over the incident. A pro-Palestinian group denied permission to protest today outside the Israeli consulate on the Harbor Road and threatens a constitutional motion against some protest regulations. And the UN's top court orders Israel to halt military operations in Rafah. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest. The acting Attorney General, Wilfred Abrams, is calling for the reconstruction of the judicial system. His comments came this morning during a special sitting of the Supreme Court to mark the ascension of the Chief Justice, Leslie Haynes, to the office. Mr. Abrams stressed the importance of changing how the courts operate.
As we move forward, we need to deconstruct and reconstruct. We need to rethink the processes of dealing with what makes sense. We need to reimagine, sir, what we want our justice system to look like in the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. This is the perfect opportunity, sir, for us to correct all the things, first acknowledge the problems that we have, address them, and look for ways to do them better. It's a new philosophy, sir. The deconstruct and reconstruct philosophy. Understand as well, we're sure that there's a new legal profession act pending, and we're looking to even recreate that space that governs how lawyers operate, how they practice, how they get actions with the public. So at this point of your assumption of office, we're at a pivotal point of change.
The acting Attorney General, Wilfred Abrams. We apologize for the quality of the Zoom recording. Meantime, Barbados's new Chief Justice, Leslie Hayden, said his focus will be on modernizing the High Court and promises to address the issues plaguing the system.
I pledge the Republic of Barbados to continue in progress to a modern court system of which Barbados can contribute. That is my pledge to the Republic. Rest assured that every stone will be turned to deal with the issues identified by the Honorable Attorney General, President of the Bar. We will really look at the Court of Appeal, review the administrative needs of the Court of Appeal, the High Court, and the Magistrate.
Chief Justice Leslie Haynes. The Ministry of Education says it will meet with teachers' unions to address the issue of a terms leave for teachers. The Barbados Union of Teachers had called for the ministry to honor a ruling handed down by the High Court in December last year, requiring that the matter be discussed. In a statement today, the ministry says it is committed to holding talks, but emphasized that the initial discussions must take place between the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Public Service before all parties can meet for further conversation. It added that the Ministry of Education is aware of the time that has passed since the request for the meeting and says it is committed to having the discussions concluded before the end of the school year. General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Herbert Gittins, is pleased with the announcement by the ministry.
The Barbados Union of Teachers welcomes the news that the Ministry of Education, in conjunction with the Ministry of the Public Service, has agreed to convene meetings with the Barbados Union of Teachers on the outstanding matter of terms vacation leave. This provision was on the statute books of Barbados since colonial days and is an important benefit for teachers in Barbados. Nearly 10 years ago, the provision of Gerald 5-1 was adjusted to the disadvantage of teachers who really deserve this leave given the work that teachers are engaging on a daily basis. The BUT was forced to seek judicial review on this matter, and even though a judgment was handed down since December 2023, the authorities continue to ignore calls for a meeting to resolve the issue.
The BUT General Secretary Herbert Gittins in the lunchtime edition. A trend of motorist tailgating ambulances and other emergency vehicles is becoming a major concern for the emergency services, who are appealing to drivers to stop this practice. Starcom Network News has learned that a Queen Elizabeth Hospital ambulance was damaged on Wednesday morning at the hospital turning St. Michael when a tailgating vehicle ran into the back of the ambulance, which had its siren on and was transporting a patient. The QEH's communications specialist, Shane Seeley, confirms the incident occurred.
One of our ambulances was involved in a collision where the rear end of the ambulance was struck by a vehicle, which was reportedly, according to our personnel, tailgating as they were making their way to hospital with a patient. This would have occurred earlier this week around 10 o'clock in the morning in the area of Hothersill Turning. Now, what I'm hearing from my team is that we are seeing a lot more of this, where motorists are trying to beat the traffic, tailgating behind ambulances and probably other emergency vehicles as they turn on the siren and make their way to their destination.
He warns this is a dangerous and illegal practice.
We are really kindly asking that motorists cease and desist from doing such. It's not only illegal, but it is dangerous. As I said, a patient was in that ambulance on the way to hospital.
Shane Seeley of the QEH. A local pro-Palestinian group is threatening to file a constitutional motion against the government over the requirements that apply to applications to stage protests. Attorney at law Lalu Hanuman, the secretary of the group called Caribbean Against Apartheid in Palestine, also complains of the police service's denial yesterday of their application to stage a protest this afternoon outside the office of the Honorary Consul in Barbados at the Harbour Road, St. Michael. More details in subsequent newscasts. And the International Court of Justice has ruled that Israel must halt its military offensive in Rafah in southern Gaza. The UN's top court also says the Rafah border crossing with Egypt must be opened for the entry of humanitarian aid at scale. The ICJ can make legally binding rulings in disputes between countries, but has little way of enforcing its orders. Our top stories. The acting Attorney General Wilfred Abrams calls for a reconstruction of the Barbados court system as new Chief Justice Leslie Haynes promises to modernize the High Court. The Ministry of Education agrees to meet with teachers' unions over a terms relief for teachers. And the International Court of Justice orders Israel to halt military operations in Rafah. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.